For our first feature story for 2021, we're at Mount Cass Station's on-farm Wiltshire sheep sale in North Canterbury. Cosmo Kentish Barnes managed to pin down Mount Cass farmer Andrew Hurd before things got too busy.
So we've got just under 3,500 sheep in the yards, sorted into a lot of small lines, probably to suit the market. And we are lucky enough to have the Mileta family from the Marlborough Sounds have joined us with their sheep. We've got ewe lambs, two-tooth ewes, old ewes, and two-tooth rams.
Mm, and tell me about the breed.
We've been doing the Wiltshires for 12, 13 years, and the Miletas have been doing them for 16, I think. And we only really got into them as a result of the organic status that this farm has. I thought it was the only way we could possibly do it. And they've just grown on me, and we're just endeavouring to take all the wool off them just to make our life a hell of a lot easier.
And, of course, the Wiltshires are self-shedding sheep, aren't they?
Yeah, and then there's degrees of heritability of that, and we've tried to push, obviously, as highly heritable as possible. And then there's a nutrition part of that too, and the better fed they are, the better they shed. Yeah.
Why do you think some people are interested in trying this breed out?
I think the easy care aspect of it and the frustration with the wool. It's a real shame because wool's a fantastic product, and I've dealt with wool all my life. I was a wool classer and farmed fine wool sheep till we came here, and I find it absolutely depressing that it's so poor. But it's an easy solution, these sheep. It's just like running small cattle.
Yeah. So it's all about the meat?
It's all about the meat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good weather for the sale today.
Perfect day, overcast, a little bit of rain yesterday to keep the dust down.
And as well as having the on-farm sale here, you've got the truck there with the online bidder system, haven't you?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And the sales that I've been to in relation to Wiltshires and other sheep, they've been pretty active. It's been a really good alternative for people in different locations. Sit at home on your kitchen table in the office and buy what you like by description.
Bidder's product manager, Liam Beattie, has a camera at the ready to live stream the sale.
So today we've got people who have registered for the sale as far north as Whangarei and as far south as Ranfurly at the moment.
So how do you bid for your online customers?
So you'll see today there's a bidder team member here on farm. When a bid is placed from the rostrum here on farm, we lodge a bid on our site so that people at home are aware of what the current price is at. When a bid comes through from a remote buyer, that gets reflected to us and we're able to yell out bid. And so we effectively relay it, almost like a phone bidder.
Has COVID-19 really fast-tracked this online business?
Yeah, so like a lot of online offerings over COVID, you know, people had 6 weeks of lockdown to look at their computers. So we did see really phenomenal growth in sign-ups. Mm-hmm. One thing that hurt us, I guess, was that over the period there was quite a significant drought that impacted livestock trading in New Zealand, and meatworks and the likes weren't able to staff as highly as they might like, just for social distancing and what have you. So it was a little bit frustrating that, you know, COVID would seem to work in favour of an online platform, but there was a lot of other industry affecting variables that hurt. But one thing that came off the back of it was that we worked closely with PGG Wrightson's genetics team and worked with their auctioneers and saying, listen, if your clients can't get to a bull sale, how can we help facilitate that? And so off the back of that was working with them and bringing the product that you have today.
Andrew says this is the first Wiltshire sale they've held at Mount Cass Station.
We used to sell store lambs here up to about 5,000 in November, which always worked out very well. So a sale's not new to us, but a sale with this many lots is a bit of a challenge.
Yeah. We're standing right beside a pen where about 40 or 50 sheep have just entered.
Yeah, these are Mount Cass two-tooths, and I think they're second cut, quality-wise, just drafted.
And they literally have no wool on them at all, do they, apart from a few tufts on the top of their backs?
Yeah, and they'll lose those little ones there. They're quite a tidy line, actually, yeah.
Do you own this station here?
No, it's Sarah and I, my wife, are minority partners with a few other Kiwi families, but we are the managers, yeah.
Is it quite a challenge farming such a big property under an organic regime?
Yeah, it is. And when we first started, I just really didn't know how we were going to do it with the sheep. And these sheep have made it very possible.
What, because they're so easy care?
Yeah. And they're productive too. Yeah. Yes.
Now, another mob of sheep have come into the pen beside us, and these sheep have slightly more wool on their backs than your ones had.
Yeah, these haven't completed shedding yet, and, you know, they're probably at their scruffiest stage, but they're really well-grown sheep underneath.
Strong bodies.
Yeah, no, they're good sheep.
What sort of percentages do you get from your mixed-age ewes?
Yeah, so they don't perform better than any other crossbred breed. The flock sort of this year did 132. That's right across the board, including the Tudus. And then the average is around that 135. Yeah, so they're not amazing producers, but we intend to improve that.
What sort of feed do they get here?
We try and feed things really well, but North Canterbury's a pretty dry environment, so they do get put under a lot of pressure. But we do a lot of legume mixes, lucerne, chicory, plantain, and grasses and clovers. Mm. That's sort of the real engine room of the station.
And do you have irrigation here?
Yes, 200 hectares of irrigation, and most of that is under organic cash cropping. And we have a cropping manager called David, and he grows fennel as a predominant crop, linseed, wheat, barley, radish, clover. Yeah, all organic, all contracted. Mm. Yeah.
So these are four seeds?
All four seed. And the sheep play second fiddle to that on the irrigation. But in saying that, in the autumn and the winter, they get in there afterwards with short rotation ryegrass and undersows.
Farmers arrive early to check out the ewes, lambs and rams on offer. And for some, it's been a mission to get here.
I'm Kate Callaghan. I'm from Maunganui, North Island, up the Mangamahu Valley.
Tell me about your farm.
So we're a steep hill country farm with sheep and beef and Manuka honey as well, and we're farming Wiltshires, and that's why we're down here today.
Mm. How long have you been farming Wiltshires?
About eight to 10 years now.
What was the original attraction?
So my dad actually got into them just for easy care and low inputs and less work, yeah. And obviously because the wool prices are no good, so it's not much point farming for wool anymore, unfortunately.
And how are they doing up there?
Yeah, good. Yeah, really good. We're really impressed with having less work and less labour inputs, and yeah, it's a good way to farm.
And you were saying that this is the first time you've flown into Christchurch?
Yeah, first time down south, so very interesting, but we were keen to come down and have a look at Mount Cass's sheep and see what they were up to, especially with their organic farming.
Are you organic or conventional?
No, we're conventional, but we're definitely well on our way to doing it already without having actually going down that path yet. So with just being low inputs, like we're not drenching a lot and not doing much to them at all, really.
What are you looking for today?
We're after just some more ewes to top up what we've already got. A couple of hundred, hopefully, because we've actually just recently completely got out of our woolly sheep, and so we need a few more to replace them.
From what you've seen so far, what are your impressions?
Yes, I'm really impressed, actually, and it's really good to see heaps of people here that are getting into it and sort of changing their ways and realising that there's different breeds out there that are easier to farm, and you're not having to worry about the wool and not getting paid for it.
Do you think you might be doing some bidding today?
Yeah, I hope so. We'll see how expensive they are, I think. Seems like a lot of people here, so there might be a bit of competition.
Good luck with the auction today, and hopefully you'll end up with the sheep you want.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Once the sheep are all sorted, farm staff are on hand to chat with potential buyers.
I'm Willie Pears. I'm from down Southland, and I've been working at Mount Cass for a year. I'm a block manager on one of the blocks on Mount Cass. It's running two blocks, and I'm on the front side, and Steph Tweed's on the back part.
So are you responsible for some of these sheep that are being sold today?
Yeah, I sort of look after all the stud sheep, and yeah, but a lot of them are from probably about half and half. Half are from this block and half are from Steph's block, yeah.
Yes.
Before you came, had you had experience with the Wiltshires?
No, I had no experience at all, but I'd compare them to a Perrindale, sort of, a really tough sheep.
Does the wool literally just fall off, or do you have to comb it off? How does it work?
When the sheep are in really good nutrition or like a single lamb or something, they'll shed a lot earlier. So just basically when the lambs are doing really well, they'll shed a lot more. And it has a bit to do with genetics, obviously.
Yes.
So the more genetically superior they get, they'll shed more in time, hopefully, yeah.
What were you doing in Southland before you came here? And what was the attraction of this station?
I was just working on a sort of sheep, beef and deer property down south, and then I went overseas and I was just working around this area, and then a job just sort of popped up and just took it, yeah.
Yes.
So it just all worked out quite well, really, yeah.
Had you worked on an organic farm before?
No, never.
Did that pose some challenges?
Yeah, I found it quite interesting. I thought it'd be quite neat to work on an organic farm, yeah. A lot of people ask you what you do differently, but you don't really notice much because you're probably doing less, you're not drenching as much and stuff like that.
Yes.
So it works really well in this place. Like, it's probably good, healthy country for it, but yeah, we get good fat lambs away early and stuff like that. Like, it's not really too challenging, to be honest, yeah, from farming them anyway. Yeah, they seem to still perform organically, I reckon.
And you've got some cattle here as well?
Yeah, we have got a couple of hundred breeding cows and another 300 trading cattle sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, so do they work in with the whole system?
Yeah, we sort of use them to try and clean up worms and stuff, or like put our younger sheep in areas where cattle have been, because they clean up the worms pretty good.
Graham Taylor, a pathologist from Appleby near Nelson, is a Wiltshire enthusiast. How long have you had an interest in sheep?
All my life, really. My father's still a sheep farmer now, and I have tried to be a bit of a sheep farmer on the side, as well as being a pathologist for a number of years, and particularly enjoyed the Wiltshires over the last few years.
What is it about this breed that you like?
I just really like the fact that they're self-shedding and they're very easy care, essentially. You don't have to tail them if you don't want to, although these ones are tailed. You don't have to dag them, they don't get fly, they're quite resistant to a lot of worms, and obviously that you don't have to shear them, which is a huge bonus for many people.
What do you think about the sheep in front of us?
Oh, I think they look good, yeah. I'm primarily here looking for a ram, and the rams look good. They're nice big rams, and they look like they're pretty clean shedding, so that's good.
You're in the wrong one, I'll give you the tip. 345, 340, 50, 350, 355 here. I took it here. 355 is here. 350, is it a bit? 360, here's the hammer's eye. Last chance. 360, 365. 365, bison, well done. 365. Kill him, sir, come to bed heading north. 365.
My name's Sarah Hurd, and I'm a partner in Mount Cass Station. So we're outside looking at these sheep, and the auction's underway.
So far, prices seem to be pretty good.
I think way above expectation. However, I haven't been, you know, close to the heart of the conversations around prices, but yeah.
I think the second lot today sold for, $395 a head.
We'd have to be pleased, wouldn't we, Cosmo? Yes.
Gosh, quite exciting for you, and I guess it's been quite a big day.
It has, yes. It's been a conversation we started over a year ago about the time for the Wiltshire and the shedding sheep is about to come, and we felt that we were in a position where we were able to sell some sheep, and Andrew was happy with the stock that he had. He was happy to put them up for sale. So we got to that point. And I thought it's just opportunity and the right timing.
And there are people from all over the country here today.
Yes, I gather. People from Southland, Nelson, south of Auckland, Whanganui, yeah, all over. And I've just been talking to a friend, and he said he was standing beside a pig farmer, a chicken farmer, a dairy farmer. So as well as our traditional sheep farmers, we've got others that have got wanting a smaller number of sheep, and Wiltshires are so easy care.
Now, as well as being a farmer, Sarah, you're also a program director at the Agri-Women's Development Trust. Tell me about your role there.
I'm a program facilitator.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I got involved in the trust back in 2012 when I did one of their programs myself. It was called First Steps, and I really liked what the trust was offering for farming women, and I got a lot out of the course myself. And I was looking to have something alongside of my farming on-farm role, somewhere where I could get out and about and work with women, because I have a family of men and our business is full of men, so it's nice to get out and work with farming women.
What sort of work does that facilitation involve?
Every so often I head away for a few days and, yeah, we put on these programs. So leadership and governance programs, understanding your farming business, which is helping equip women with business skills, knowledge, confidence. Confidence is a big thing. So, yeah, it's great.
How rewarding for you doing that.
It is. It's awesome. I love it. And it's also helped me in my role in this farming business.
Mm.
Helped me get my confidence and feel that I can contribute value to our business here.
Now, tell me about the Wash Creek organic meat side of the business. How is that going?
That's going well, thank you. We started that, I think, maybe about four or five years ago, and now it is run independently. It's a sort of a separate enterprise to the farming business.
Okay.
And we have two people that run that, and yeah, we're into some supermarkets, and it's been an interesting enterprise to get off the ground and be part of, full of challenges and lots of learnings, and not straightforward, but something that the partners were all keen to have a go at, creating our own brand.
Mm. Is that brand only using meat that comes from this farm?
Yes, it is. Yeah, so beef and lamb.
And where are you from, Sarah? What's your background?
I'm from South Otago. I grew up on a farm near the Pomahaka River, a sheep and cropping farm. And my mum and dad are here today. They sold their farm about, 30-odd years ago and moved to North Canterbury. I think they wondered what on earth they'd done, because they farmed in a place where it rained a lot and the grass always grew. And they came to the dry hills of Omahi. But, it was a great place to grow up. And so I think it certainly helps when you are from a farm and you marry a farmer. You sort of understand how things roll.
270, I'll let them go. 270, anybody else? Thomas, what do you say?
Maybe you going?
270. 275. 270, you come to buy a nice line, that number, sir. 280. 280. I'll give you 270, a great bidder. 280, give you two you like. The bid you, sir, I'll let them go for 280. Well done. Pull over at 280.
Noel Moletta farms at Waitui in the Marlborough Sands.
We've been farming there for about 44 years soon, and running these Shire sheep, which we're here selling today. And yep, we've come down to follow 1,025 lambs to the sale, this inaugural sale at Mount Cass.
And how are things going? These sales are happening right behind us. Have you sold any sheep yet?
Yes, we've sold quite a few pens of the ewe lambs, and they've sold exceptionally well. I think 170 was the top line, which I'm very happy with.
How satisfying seeing your lovely sheep go to other farms.
Absolutely. No, I wish the sheep and the purchaser well.
Yes. Yeah. Do you think that there's a growing interest now in these sheep because of low wool prices?
Yes, it's definitely the cause of the change. People don't like change unless they're forced to, pretty much, especially sheep farmers, I think. We're a conventional bunch, but the wool price is a real tough one. It's been pretty poor for a long time, actually. So, that's what's pushing it along for sure.
Yes. Is this something you'd like to do on an annual basis?
I think we could. You know, we'll have to do the sums afterwards because there's a few costs in them down here. But just to see the lambs actually go to another farm rather than off to the meat company, I think that's good. And we might be able to provide some more tributes next year if we know there's a demand. So, we'll have a good yarn with the Mount Cass people and see how it evolves.
Thank you very much, Noel, and I'll let you get back to the auction because there's still a fair amount of sheep to go.
Yeah, there's a few more pens of ours, so hopefully they'll find a home.
Marlborough Sounds farmer Noel Moletta talking to Cosmo Kentish-Barnes at the Mount Cass Station Wiltshire Sheep Sale in North Canterbury. Andrew Hurd says 3,444 sheep were sold to keen bidders from Kerikeri to Cromwell. Whanganui farmer Kate Carrick didn't end up buying. She told Andrew afterwards she was too cautious, but will be back next year. According to bidders Liam Beattie, online buyers bid on half of the pens offered, with 30% of the total sale being purchased online.